Hey, everybody. So today we've got a special one. As you may know, a little while ago, I had talked about my plan to advance feminism in America, United States of America, where I live. And that plan was basically to tip people better, to tip women a dollar on top of whatever I would normally tip them. How's this plan been going? Badly, turns out. If you can believe it, one of my plans has gone badly. Sorry guys, I have a terrible cold today, in case you can't tell. Do I blame feminism for my cold? Yeah, entirely. There are a few problems, which I did talk about a little before, but have become crystal clear now that I'm, you know, a few months into this plan. Number one, I don't know what to do if... So, to quickly outline the plan, whenever I tipped someone, if the person I was tipping happened to be female, I would tip another dollar. Now, this was regardless of if I was tipping a dollar originally or $20. I wanted to do a percent, but then I just thought, this is going to get fucking crazy. So I'll just do a dollar. And then sometimes that'll work out to be way more. Sometimes that'll work out to be a low percent. That's fine. And the reason being, you know, create some economic parity. Not disparity, but parity. Not parity. Like, make fun of the economy. I would never make fun of the economy. I'm an American. So, problem number one, what do you do when you wouldn't tip someone at all? If I didn't want to give someone $1 even, now I have to give them a dollar, which I'm against because you're tipping somebody when you didn't want to tip them at all. That's no good. That doesn't really accomplish the goal of tipping, which I think is to provide good service, right? I mean, number two, obviously the problem is now I'm only tipping people in the service industry. I don't have any extra control over wages or anything, so it just seemed like the way I could do it, but I do recognize the limitation there. And I'm only really adding to the lady economy, or the dark net, as I'm told it's called, within the service industry, which is kind of a traditional job for young ladies. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to tip a young lady physicist. I'm sorry. I don't know how. But anyway, that's a limitation. I'll acknowledge that. There was some question about whether or not it was patronizing, which it, yeah, I could see that. On the one hand, I could see it. On the other hand, it's not like they would ever know. I'm just kind of infusing money into that economy in order to help. Also, I think that I wasn't trying to necessarily say, okay, well, I'm giving someone a dollar. Now the concerns of feminism are no longer, I'm not part of that because I'm like, hey, I gave you a dollar, feminism, so fuck off. I mean, I guess that's kind of what I was saying, because I tell people to fuck off, but that's not really, that was not the goal. So, with those limitations in mind, I thought maybe it's time to try a new plan, and I came up with a new way to donate, or to sort of stimulate the lady economy, as I'm calling it. The lady economy? Economy-lady? Who's that lady, Lady Justice? She's not a money lady, though. She has a scale, weed scale. She's selling weed. Do you think that they talk about that when they're talking about legalizing marijuana? Like, oh, she's a drug. She's got a weed scale, dude. P.S., if anyone listens to this who's not in this state and is wondering, yeah, legal weed is going fine, just like we all thought it would. So tell your congressman, we're fine. We're all still alive. I don't even really use weed, but everything to me seems exactly the same. So if that just tells you how much of an impact it's had, it's changed my life zero. It's changed my life none. Anyway, I came up with this new plan. What I thought I would do is instead of tipping these dollars, I would get on some, you know, like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and similar sites, and maybe pick out a Lady Positive project that might pique my interest, and also that would give me a better reason to donate or something. Like, or I don't know, they're specifically asking for money, right? So therefore, I should be able to do that. I don't know what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is, maybe this is a better way to do that, to infuse money into something and to put money into something that maybe goes to a more direct purpose, right? So here's what I decided to do. I opened up Kickstarter, and I'm just going to type in, you know, some keywords. Oh my God. De La Soul has a Kickstarter for their new album. That's fucking awesome. I don't know if this is positive feminism, but that's pretty sweet. Oh, but you know what? They've got $510,000 of their $110,000 goal. They only have a $100,000 goal. That's pretty good. Well, let's just take a look at what we've got here. I'm going to just put in the projects. I'm going to put in feminism and see what happens. All right, let's see. We get the Drunk Lonely Wives Book Club equals Exploring Feminism Through Art and Conversation, Wildcats, the series, Space Happens Season 1, How to Save the Universe, The Last of Her Blood, Femsplain Feminism Full Time, Economics and Feminism, two zines about bicycling. Against the Grind, Introducing Feminism to Bike Touring, The Big Feminist Butt. What else we got here? Now we're kind of just getting into other stupid shit. This doesn't seem to be... Oh, how about this? Feminization, Sissification, Cross-Dressing Books. So let's take a look at, the top options here. See if anything looks good. The Drunk Lonely Wives Book Club is Girls and Sex in the City Meets Mad Men. Is this a show? It's 1963. Why is it 1963, you ask? Oh, because so many things are happening. Betty Friedan publishes The Feminine Mystique. JFK is assassinated. Martin Luther King delivers his I Have a Dream speech. Da-di-da-da. Our show follows three neighbors that want to welcome a new woman to their neighborhood and decide to invite her over for what will become a monthly book club. No husbands or children allowed. These are the two cardinal rules of the book club, but of course, rules are made to be broken. Not all of the wives always read the assigned book of the month, even though they are supposed to. And though the conversation usually begins with talking about the monthly book, it always veers away from it and onto whatever is actually happening in the lives of these women that month. I don't know, man. They have a $7,500 goal. That's a pretty modest goal. They're about halfway with 6 days remaining. This seems like a show. But I don't know why it's supposed to be set in like 1963, really. I mean, the way they explained it was like, oh, because a lot of stuff happened. But I mean, I don't know. Couldn't they talk about that same stuff today? I don't know about this one, guys. I'm not real into Mad Men, and them using that as part of their reason/excuse isn't going to do a lot for me. But thanks anyway. So if that does sound good to you, though, please go into... Oh, man. Please go into their things. Let's see. Equals... Exploring Feminism Through Art and Conversation. Curated by Nathalie Boobies. Oh, man. Why did her name have to be the word boob and then IS at the end? I'm trying to be serious here. Oh, the book has gone to print. Is this already done? What's going on? Is this campaign over? Oh, they reached, this is already over. Fuck you. Done. Good, we did it. Wildcats the series, that already got funded. Done. Space Happens. Done. These are like all done already. Done. Last of Her Blood. Femsplain. Done. Economics and Feminism. Two zines. Done. Against the Grind. Introducing Feminism to Bike Touring is done. The Big Feminist Butt. Damn it. That's done too. Feminization. Sissification. Cross-dressing books. So far, there's one backer who's pledged $25 of the $5,000 goal. Oh, this was already not reached. Well, this isn't really helping. Why would I search for things that are already finished? Like, why would I care? Let me try a different keyword. Lady power. What does that do? Creative ladies are powerful. Can I filter these? Sorted by end date. Talking to Jess. No, that looks dim. Creative ladies are powerful, which is clap. I don't know about calling your organization clap. Ladybug Man, a comic book. Fire Sign Girls. Oh, this is like a psychics network or something. That doesn't seem to be interested. Interesting. Yeah, clap. The clap was funded. Good news. Ladybug Man did not reach its goal of $50,000, it turns out. That's pretty dumb. I mean, come on. A comic book for... And you want $50,000 to do an issue of a comic book? You could do an issue of a comic book for free and put it on Amazon. It takes 10 minutes. You know, this is the problem I have with a lot of... This is the thing I don't like about Kickstarters. Is on the one hand, I do feel like people are really used to getting things for free that they should pay for. Podcasts, TV, all this stuff is fucking free. And so then when you go to charge for it, everyone's like, what the hell? But on the other hand, sometimes I think other people screw it up because they're like, oh yeah, hey, we need $50,000 to make an issue of a comic book. It's like, come on, what the hell for? All right, let's just try... what did I do? Lady power? That was my second one. Lady power. Women. I'm just going to do women. See what we get here. 100 Women I Know explores the rape of women in the UK. Built by Women. That's a website. Women of the Diva Nation 2015, empowering women. Okay, these are not ones that are done. Herstory, the Book of Women. Oh, shit. I clicked the wrong thing, you guys. Now I got away from Herstory. Oh, shit. Now I have to type in women again. I hope I get the same ones. Oh, I do. That. Okay, here's Herstory. Baggy, the Women in the Environment. What? Celebrity Women Chefs. All right. Premium denim for women sizes 12 and up. Tiki, mobile dating for women in niche markets. I guess women are a niche market? Okay. That looks pretty good. Oh, bad girls calendar. I'll probably pass on that one. Thank you. All right, that's enough. Let's see what we've got here. 100 Women I Know. This short documentary film explores the rape of young women in the UK as well as looking at the pressure that they can be subjected to. Ugh, well, that's not an easy one to joke about. Did you hear the one about the lady who got raped? No? Well, then you're the only one. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I guess you've never been to an open mic comedy event. Let's just move on to Built by Women. They'll develop an educational and interactive website to promote women's contributions to the built environment. I mean, this is for a website. What are they asking for? $25,000 for a fucking website? Yeah, no thanks. You know, I would put 20 into my website. Diva Nation 2015, Empowering Women. Let's see. This project is dedicated to helping women of all ages. I need funding for pilot film production and journalism. My vision is centered around being visual with conferences, workshops, classroom instructions, helping women to rebuild their lives in many cities and states as possible. Oh, God. Women that have been raped, dealt with abuse, bad divorce, death, fear, recovering from drugs, and unforgiveness. Making possible... Okay, this doesn't even make sense. This person seems crazy. I don't trust this. I don't like this. Oh, she was in seminary. This is a Jesus thing in disguise. This is a Jesus in disguise. Herstory. The voice of women is diminished by society, and with this book we will share and document the stories of women from across the world. Here's all the bad things that happen to women. There's a lot. Forced dependence on men. Example, some women aren't allowed to drive in countries. I wish someone would have somebody edit these. Forced dependence on men, parentheses, example, some women aren't allowed to drive in countries, end parentheses.
Maybe you should have a man check your grammar.
Probably not, but a person would be good. It would be smart. I don't like the herstory instead of history because it's like, oh, it's like his story. That's one of my least favorite things that people do with the English language, by the way. Oh, you can't spell this without this. Yeah, I guess so. There's like, what, 20-some letters? 24-ish? 26? Who knows? Mid-20s. There's not that many fucking letters. And who cares? And just call it something else then. If it's not history, just call it story. How about that? Oh, story. Yeah, I don't know about this. What is she asking for? $15,000 for... And what is this? A book. This gives women a cheap way to do so. Creating this book will raise awareness about the issues of... See, anyone that says raise awareness, I'm going to be questioning. So we're moving on. Baggy. Baggy is for... Baggy is for women's sanitary products and helps the environment because only pee, poo, and paper belongs in the toilet. So this is a plastic bag. Women, oh my God. Okay, get ready. You know what? I was ragging on the other ones before for their grammar and word usage, but this is much worse. And by the way, baggy is spelled B-A-A-G-G-I-E. Women has these great sanitary products, but sometimes nowhere to discard them when they are used of. And the only three things that belong in the toilet are pee, poo, and paper, parentheses, toilet paper. So what to do when you are in a restroom and there is no trash can? No, you do not flush the product down the toilet. It's bad for the environment, and you do not want to be the one causing a potential overflow in the toilet. You might think flushable, but disposable sanitary pads and tampons and other products are clogging the sewer lines and damaging pumps and other equipment. These problems are not only expensive to fix, they can also cause raw sewage overflows into homes, businesses, and local waterways. Quote, feminine products in the garbage, please, end quote. But what if there isn't any garbage can at your friend's house, at work, or at the travel bus, etc.? The travel bus? Then what? Well, you just pick up your baggie from your handbag, roll your sanitary product in some toilet paper, and put it in a black zip bag, and then in the baggie. Afterwards, you dispose of the zip bags you have in the baggie, or just discard of the whole baggie. The baggie is cheap, good-looking, and usable. Okay, so here's what the baggie is. It's a bag that looks kind of like a Victoria's Secret bag, like a paper one, but it's a plastic one. And on the back of it, there is a small pocket in which are kept these zipper bags. So you wrap your tampon in toilet paper, as demonstrated here. Then you put it in the black Ziploc bag. Then you put it in the baggie, which has a drawstring. So now it's like Ziploc'd and in a bag that's drawstringed. And then you can put the whole thing in the trash. Or you could just, I don't know. Why does it need to be in a bag in a bag? And also, come on. Bathroom with no trash can? They're getting what they deserve. Okay? If you're not going to provide a trash can for people to dispose of these things, they're going to flush them. Anyone knows that. Anyone who's had any responsibility for a bathroom knows that shit. Risks and challenges. I had obstacles in the beginning regarding to finding a company that could produce the baggie in the design I wanted. I finally found a very competent manufacturer who has made a product I am very happy with. Such quality. During the last month, I have solved everything, so producing the baggie and the zip bags are no problem at all. I'm going to sell the baggie worldwide at baggie.com. This is my latest invention, and it will be my last one, and I am planning to make it a success for all women and the environment. I think this is presuming that, what the fuck? The goal amount of funding is KR0.00SEK. I don't even know what that means. What's a KR? Well, yeah, I don't think I'll be backing that one. I mean, I see what she's saying, but it's a product for women in that women have a use for it, I suppose. But not as empowering as I was hoping for. A little bit more like, ladies be having their periods, and then that's not interesting to me. Celebrity Women Chefs Transforming the Food Industry, a documentary exploring the role of women chefs in a changing industry with a look into a single mom's 25-year journey as a restaurateur. It is less likely for a woman to become a chef today than a CEO. A bunch of women aren't chefs. Here's the director. She likes to take pictures of herself. So does the executive producer. And they have a horrible pixelated picture of the editor. Cinematographer, production development. Why 60,000? We're in the home stretch with production, but now in the second phase of filming these incredible chefs across the country, travel and film crew are major expenses. We've already successfully shot principal photography at 6 locations throughout New England, Miami, and New York. The money we raise on Kickstarter will cover the remaining costs. You know what another thing is that I don't think I like about Kickstarter? Is like, I think I don't like that sometimes people do it for what is probably a money-making proposition. So in other words, I think usually people make a movie in order to make money off it, either to make money off that movie or subsequent movies that they can make because they made the first movie, right? And like, you make something happen and then it happens, but then the person's not really going to be making more money off it, right? I don't know. I'm skipping that one. Mama Mizara premium denim for women sizes 12 and up. They've only got $150 out of 5,500. Let's see. Oh, they have a Mama Mizara means one who lives a rich and effortless life. Funding a luxe denim line for women sizes 12 and up. Okay, da 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 da. The challenge all women face is finding the right pair of jeans. It is extremely hard for the women with curves. I am a curvy, plus-sized woman myself who has spent tons of dollars on ill-fitting jeans and having to get them tailored to fit. A tailor is not a luxury that everyday women have access to, nor make time to research options. This struggle is even more magnified for women sizes 12+. Hopefully I can work to get the right option started for an easy-fitting jean that makes the curvy woman look and feel good when wearing. No muffin top, chafing, or frumpy options will bear my name. The Missouri tagline is, be sexy, not sloppy. Well, that's really, really pushing the boundaries there. I'm not really sure what exactly is being created here. Like, she wants to make jeans for curvy women, but like, she's got a goal of $5,500. What does that even do? I don't get it. Oh, the goal is set to produce 50 pair of jeans. And then my intention is to use premium and durable stretch denim materials that will keep the price point under $150 per unit. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, sure. I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith in this project, I think, is the problem I'm having. Doesn't look great. Doesn't look like she's really thought it out a lot. I don't know. You know, I saw this lady today, and this is not a lady thing, but just this person. And she had like this apron stomach, except it was like, she wasn't super huge fat. However, her stomach seemed to have just descended until it was like over her thighs and on her knees. And she was wearing these weird pants that accommodated that, and it looked so strange. And it's just like, how does that happen? Where do you get, how do you make that happen? How do you make that? Oh, Tiki, mobile dating for women in niche markets. Oh, by a man named Martin. Let's see. The online dating industry is at a $20 billion annual and will grow by at least 5% year over year. Our mission is to develop experiences that delight users in the area of social dating. Our focus is twofold. First, to develop a scalable platform. See, this is dumb because this idiot thinks that, like, he's talking to me like I'm a business investor. But, like, you know, Tiki's the product of research, and here's all our social media and all this stuff. But, like, I don't really get anything from backing this. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, yeah, now you get whatever. Now you get a like free access to the app. Go fuck yourself. Are you kidding me? Yeah, this was not a good. Okay. Well, Kickstarter doesn't seem to be working. Kickstarter doesn't seem to be the place to go for this. So I think it's time to move on. You know, I tried. There were a couple things that looked okay. But like, I don't know. I don't know if I feel like donating to like a movie about hardships is really going to do a lot for her. It's not what I'm really looking for. You know. Let's go on to Indiegogo. Right on the front page, I do have a couple. There's the Women's Building. This Mother's Day helped the Women's Building expand personalized life-changing services. At the Women's Building, we honor the strength, determination of all women to lead happy and healthy lives. Founded in 1979, the Women's Building is the first woman-owned and operated nonprofit community center in the country, serving over 25,000 women annually. She comes to the community resource room. Yeah, where does my donation go? Currently, our community resource room is only open 22 hours a week. If we hit our goal, we will be able to open the resource room an additional 15 hours per week, and provide an additional 30 women per week with one-on-one appointments. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, I'll put that in the maybe pile, right? That seems pretty good. So I'm going to put that in the maybe pile. They have, let's see, they've got almost $9,000. They're 75% funded, so it looks like they'll probably make it. So I'm putting that in the maybe. Let's see, here's one. Hannah and Kat ride 150 miles for cancer research. The story, one full Asian, two full hearts. Okay. On June 6th through 7th, Hannah Chang and Catherine Gray will be riding 150 miles in the New York tri-state area in support of cancer research, the disease that has affected all of us. As neither of us have participated in an athletic event to this magnitude, we thought we would take on a challenge of our own, raising money and riding bikes with a Z in honor of the family and friends in our lives and in your lives who bravely fought or are still currently fighting the disease. All contributions will go directly to the Cancer Research Institute and will help support ground-laying, blah, blah, blah. No, do not worry. We will not be using any funds herein provided on Flushing dumpling tours or ramen tastings, but we will accept your offers to take us out for noodles after the event. The ride also takes place on Kat's birthday, so if nothing else, give us a little birthday love with your donations. Well, so this money goes to cancer research. They're going to ride 150 miles. Their picture would indicate that they're on a tandem bike. That would be much better. I will maybe pile that one. I don't know. I mean, they've raised $1,290. Here's the thing. They've raised $1,290. That's still a pretty good amount for cancer research, right? So already, it's not like they have a business. They're just kind of doing it for the hell of it. But on the other hand, I like that attitude. That, like, let's go fucking do it. All right, let's do some searching. I'm gonna feminism. See what we get. Support Box. Feminist sex toy shop in St. Louis. I'll probably skip that one. I mean, it's cool, but I don't know. Feminist tentacle porn, sexist free monsters. Feminist tentacles replace dick references in tentacle porn with monster versions of tits and pussies. Well, that's great. Free feminine hygiene surprise. These are real, I mean, they're feminist, but, or feminism, but like, what? What's going on here? Mediating feminisms? Develop elementary feminisms for K through 12? Ebooks? Nah. Feminist library cataloging project. Let's open that one. Feminist coming out day 2011. Well, that's over. Oh, these are all over. I see. Help me get to feminist camp? What is feminist camp? Oh, that's over too. I just want to find out anyway. I am a young feminist from Chicago trying to enhance my knowledge of women's rights by going to feminist camp in New York City this summer. Help me get there. I'm a high schooler. I'm a poet, artist, cacti lover, and Harry Potter fanatic. Around this time last year, I stumbled across a feminist blog on Tumblr and was instantly enamored. I felt like my eyes had been opened to an entire world I never knew existed. Since then, I've been in a constant whirlwind of researching any prevalent feminist political issues, reading feminist literature to teach myself, and participating in any feminist cause I can. Becoming an active feminist has allowed me to become more politically and socially aware. Okay, what is feminism? Yeah, thanks. You discovered that on Tumblr last year? Yeah, you tell me. I'm real excited. But hey, she asked for $750, which is half the total cost of attending the camp. Housing, breakfast, and lunches, all programming and a Metro card. But she's going to go anyway. All right, not horrible. Although, shockingly, she raised $1,300, which is pretty weird. So I guess she raised the full cost of going to feminism camp. So good for you. Kind of weird, but fine, I guess. Let's see. The Feminist Library is a volunteer run and dependent on your donations. Our online catalog has been growing for years, but we need your help in the final push. Thousands of books dating from 1900 to the... Oh my god, their library is a disaster. Jesus Christ. Yeah, collection organization, cataloging, classification, making even more of our resources available to readers and library users. Boy, that is a mess. Well, they need it. It's like European... Oh, it closed. Oh, I missed it by like... Oh, a year. Okay. Okay. Oh, man, they needed the money. All right, well, let's try... I tried feminism. Let's try feminist. This is not going very well, you guys. I thought this was going to go better. And it didn't really do anything. Let's try women. Women's building. Women helping women. All women net cafe in Pakistan. Okay. All right. All right. Maybe then. help Rachel get to women's counseling workshop. This is a thing. I didn't know this was a thing of like, hey, do this. There's a lot of these where it's like a, you know, white lady who seems to be in like Africa. Like, oh, okay, here's one. Julie's service trip teaching Indian women sewing. You know, learning sustainability in Madagascar. Singapore floorball going for the gold. That looks a little better. Mother of twins, Adrian Ford, fights for a national title. USA Boxing to represent New York State. I mean, well, she got really fit. She wasn't fit, and now she's really fit. She's a mom. I don't know. I don't think that people, I don't know. I say that I don't think a mom should be boxing, not because I don't think a woman should be boxing, but because I don't think parents should do that. Like, if you have kids, you should probably do that and not be getting punched in the head. Like, you should probably try and avoid getting punched in the head as much as possible. I usually don't like to be the one who's telling people how to live their lives and raise their kids, but in this case, I'm going to, and tell this lady, stop getting punched in the head and do probably anything else would be good. You seen what happened to Muhammad Ali? He's the greatest. Are you the greatest? Because even if you're the greatest, apparently you can still be horribly brain damaged. Let's see. Pakistan, free internet access at the all-women net cafe. Okay. Let's see. It's by some women who live in the United States. Oh boy. They have 46 days left, but they're looking for $10,000. In Pakistan, only about... I know I sound super American when I say Pakistan. In Pakistan, only about 1/10 of the population uses the internet. It's a relatively high number in the area. There's a clear rift. Rural women are the most isolated. Women have no education. I'm just summarizing graphs here. Okay, I'll put that in the maybe. I mean, I don't know. Geez, if you donate $50, you get a handwritten thank you note from a woman who benefited from the internet cafe. That's crazy. Well, all right. I think my tops are the women's building. That seems to be kind of a serious one. That would be really good. And then these two girls riding 150 miles, which isn't that far. But I kind of like the ballsiness of it, I guess I'll call it. Why the fuck not? I don't really believe in cancer research because that doesn't seem to be doing anything. But fine. Let's try Patreon. And I will patronize somebody with my patriarchy. So we're going to just put in women. Women of Substance Radio. Women in Toronto Politics, I will be skipping. Women and Children Last, I don't even know what that is. Women Everywhere and Item Shop, no, we're not going to do that. Ooh, Women Working on Dungeons and Dragons. All right. Are these, I can't even tell what these are that I'm looking at. Are these like a thing? Women of Cosplay, New York Comic Con 2014, okay. Women Need to Realize, Women of Spring Break. This is not what I was looking for as much. Women of Substance. Oh, this one you have to do a monthly pledge. I don't know. Women of Substance, that's a music thing. No offense, but like, I don't really like music. I'm sorry. Not a woman man thing. I just don't care for that. Women and Children Last is, I don't like the bangs that I'm seeing here, but let's see. Where do you explain what we're looking at? What is this? I don't know what this is. Oh, vlogs. You can pass on that. Sorry. I don't understand what I'm even looking at. This is the women working on Dungeons & Dragons, My Complicated Feels. I don't even know what this is, though. Oh, so you donate per blog? Go fuck yourself. Yeah, this Patreon is not going to be for me. I do not want to just do per blog. Like, whatever blog she posts about Dungeons & Dragons, that's not going to work for me. That is not going to work for me. All right, the Cleopatra heel. Ladies' leg shaving stand. Oaks ladies raise heartbeats for defibrillators. I don't know what that is, but we'll see. Ladies' Night Anthology Volume 3, How to Magic. Help lady get home. I think that's a dog. St. Louis Lady Arm Wrestlers. Now we're talking. That sounds pretty good. Pizza Club. Oh, that's dumb. Stray Dogs in Chile. Board Betches. Ladies First 2014. Okay, let's look at these other ones. Oaks Ladies Raise Heartbeats for Defibrillators. Commit to their legs to riding 2 static bikes continuously for 12 hours for a local rugby club. Well, that sounds pretty nice. I like that. It's to get a defibrillator for their club. Well, I wish they were putting it somewhere else, but that's something. St. Louis Lady Arm Wrestlers benefiting IRWP 411. This evening is all about female empowerment, crazy shenanigans, burlesque, oh man, and WWE-style theatrics plus arm wrestling. Well, that's something. All money raised goes to support immigrant and refugee women's program. Support your favorite wrestler by sponsoring them here to help IRWP raise more from the bout. Okay, this sounds interesting. I'm interested in this. Here's what I like about this. They're doing a thing, right? They have an event, and I'm like, lady arm wrestling. All right. That's a thing. Ladies supporting ladies, board betches. We are an international brand dedicated to supporting and bringing together female board sport athletes from all over the world who share a passion for riding. Okay, snowboarding and skateboarding ladies in a male-dominated field. Yeah. I don't know. Not as interested, sorry. You know, I don't know why. I guess I just feel like what are we doing? We have a brand of stuff now for women snowboarders and skateboarders, like I don't know. That just seems fine. But also, just make that and sell it. Like, I don't know why is that a charity cause? Whereas, as opposed to a brand, right? Okay, so here are my ultimate choices. Oh, wait, I didn't look at this yet. The Cleopatra heel, ladies' leg shaving stand. It's a state-of-the-art design leg shaving stand, designed by David Glover, of course. It was invented 2 years ago when I seen my beloved wife shaving her legs on top of our toilet. Oh, gross. I asked her, was this normally how she shaved her legs? And she said, no, she also shaves them in the bath. I started my research. I took another look into this and said, golly, okay. Well, let's take a look. And was amazed that a product such as this was not available in the marketplace. You can use the Cleopatra heel for shaving your legs from the comfort of your sofa or armchair. It has built-in shaver compartments and a beaker for your hot water. It even has a compartment for nail varnish. What the fuck? I mean, it's just a stand that's got a foot pad on it, and then it's got like a cup holder, which is the beaker, the scientific beaker, and a nail polish hole. A cup holder for nail polish. I started working with a design company in the UK and gave them my brief, and after exhaustive design changes, 2 years and 4 prototypes later, we have finally got it perfect and ready for production. It is a beautiful product, and I know ladies all over the world will love it. this is really dumb, first of all. Are women doing this, shaving their leg on the toilet? Is that a thing? Lady listeners, let me know. When you shave your leg on the toilet, you're just like setting it, I assume you close the lid and set it on the lid. But then like, where does all the shavings go? I don't understand. Maybe there does need to be some kind of cleat in the bathtub or something. I don't know. I assume most people do this in the shower, right? Is that true? Not true? But yeah, it seems like a weird way to do it. Leg up on the toilet, and then where is the hair going? That's what I want to know. I would rather just the hair stay on the leg than I have to clean a bathroom that much more, honestly. Maybe that makes me sound like a horrible man, but I just, no, I don't like cleaning a bathroom. I just don't. All right. You know what? I think we're down to our winners. So we've got the Oaks Ladies Defibrillator, which is, I mean, they're buying a defibrillator for their own thing, although it looks like they're raising 3,600 pounds. I mean, how much does one of these fucking things cost? they want to get their club and two more clubs defibrillators. The ideal would be so everyone had one, which is fine, except really if every other club had one, you could just, you know, share, because two teams would come together and you could use one. Hannah and Kat ride 150 miles for cancer research. I like the gall. I like the idea, but I'm going to pass. Simply because you've still got 28 days and you've already raised almost $1,300. So I think that's something to be proud of. Like, I think you've done a good job, and I applaud it. But, you know, I think you're doing fine. And also, cancer research doesn't seem to be making a lot of progress, so fuck that shit. So then it comes down to donating to the very serious women's building that's got a still picture of a lady with tears in her eyes and, like, an old woman. Invest in women, invest in community, make a donation. Or the St. Louis Lady Arm Wrestling Benefit. Now, here's the other good thing about donating to the arm wrestling benefit. You get to pick which wrestler you want to donate to. So there's Videntata. According to OkCupid, Vi enjoys long walks on the beach and upending your sexual binary. The first things others notice about her is her smile. She spends time in bubble baths with feminist theory, and on Friday nights, you're likely to find her getting her badass on with black-eyed Betty or Rosalind Shanklin. You should contact her if you don't mind that she identifies as female and uses the pronouns she and incisor. What? Sigourney Reaper. This is like a roller derby thing, I guess. In space, no one could hear her opponent scream. Kept in a hypersleep for 57 years, she has suddenly found that she has some time to kill and arms to smash. Sometimes the scariest things come from within and from Sigourney Reaper. They spelled it wrong. One of the times. Black Eye Betty, this rough and rumbling, tough and tumbling, cruising and bruising biker babe would rather choke a bitch than ride bitch. If you touch her bike, you better watch out for your tailpipe, and I don't mean on your car, because this gal hasn't gone a day without a fight since she was a baby on a trike. You may love her, you may hate her, but you sure as shit better stay out of her way unless you've got a cold beer in your hand. All right. Tammy Guns. This chain-smoking, gum-chewing, drink-slinging, lifelong Southside resident has turned to arm wrestling after winning every other sport located in bars. She's the resident darts, warshers, and jello wrestling champion of St. Louis. This gal has her eyes set on becoming the next slaw champion. Surly Temple. After an extended career as an adorable tap-dancing tyke, something changed. Grown up and tiring of being cute and perky, Miss Temple has turned to arm wrestling to express her true nature and take down some bitches. Little Edie Beatty. Vote here for Little Edie Beatty, who is filling in for Tipson. Okay. Jim and the Horror Slams. It's slam time synergy. Well, I think I'm going to go for... Okay. Here's why I'm a horrible person. you know, I see these options and I'm just like, oh, I could go for the very meaningful building of women building, or I could go for the kind of silly arm wrestling over the top thing. And I'm going for the over the top. So it's a $5 donation. I'm clicking contribute now. It auto sets your thing as $100. But I'm just going to do five because, you know. And then I'm going to pick which one. No one's claimed Black Eye Betty yet. She's the one who's going to bang you in the tailpipe or whatever. So let's do that. Continue to payment. Oh, come on. HelpfulSnowman@gmail.com. You can always email me there. Now you have to pay. God, this is so much fucking work, you guys. This is the one thing that these contributions need to get in order. They need to figure out a way to have you, like, donate and just, like, swipe a card or something. Like, every computer needs to be able to do it, or, like, I don't know, your credit card just has some kind of crazy-ass code that you can just put in. They need a better way to do this shit. Excuse me. I ate some Twizzlers earlier, and now I'm sick. Sick to my stomach. Sick to my head, sick to my stomach. Everything is sick today. Hopefully this is a better way to do this. I don't know. I don't know if this is better than just tipping people, but it's different. It's a, you know, I'm just trying some shit out. I decided instead of listening to theory this year, I was going to be a doer, and that's what I'm doing. And this thing is circling, just saying like, oh, let's see if this is a real fucking credit card. All right. Thanks, you raised the campaign total to $95. So there we go. St. Louis Arm Wrestlers benefiting a whole long-ass thing of text. And I will just take a picture so we have it for, you know, this website that I run, HelpfulSnowman.com, where you can visit me. Thanks for listening, everybody. Sorry we're a little late this week, but you know how it goes. I was real fucking sick. But we'll be back. I have a new Tyra Banks thing to post. Everything's gonna be awesome. All right. See you next time.